the Bureau of Land Management finalizes rules for Alaska Native veteran land allotments, and the price of wood products spikes as the pandemic slows down the supply chain. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The Bureau of Land Management finalized rules today for a program that allows some Alaska Native veterans to receive up to 160 acres of federal land. The Alaska Native Vietnam Veterans Land Allotment Program was created for Alaska Natives who missed the opportunity to apply for land under previous programs while serving overseas. The rules establish the type of federal land that can be conveyed for an allotment, who can apply, and how applications are processed. Alaska Native Vietnam veterans who served between 1964 and 1971 and have not received a Native allotment can apply. Their heirs are also eligible to apply. According to BLM, lands within the National Forest System, wildlife refuges, national parkland, and congressionally designated wilderness lands are ineligible. That excludes much of the federal land that exists in Southeast Alaska. Applications will be available a month after the final rules are published in the Federal Register, which is anticipated in the coming weeks. BLM will accept applications for allotments for 5 years. For more information about the land allotment program, visit blm.gov. There are a few jobs that have stayed steady through the pandemic, and contracting is one of them. But as KHNS's Claire Strempel reports, pandemic slowdowns in the supply chain mean the cost of doing business has gone up.
COVID-19 had a serious impact on the wood products industry down south. Logging is not exactly compatible with social distancing. Mills and manufacturers closed for a while. Or at least that's what hardware store managers are hearing from suppliers.
Demand started out stripping supply and causing the price of the product to go up.
Robert Adams manages a Haynes hardware store. He says prices started climbing as early as this spring, in April and May.
Lumber started ticking up, Doug fir and hemlock. Plywood started to follow, and it's been going up substantially every week.
It's not just Haynes. Lumber yards and hardware stores around the state say they're having the same issue. Some have it worse than Adams. At least he can get lumber. Others aren't always able to source certain items, like treated wood. Adams walks out back, where the untreated lumber is stacked in a shed, and gestures to a stack of plywood that hasn't changed at all, except the price has nearly doubled.
So, this is our half-inch CDX, just exterior-grade half-inch plywood. Back in early April, February, April, it was about $19.99 a sheet. Right now we're selling it for $35.50 a sheet.
I mean, that's a big jump.
It's huge.
People still buying it?
Mm-hmm.
People like Haynes contractor Carlos Jimenez.
It happened slow, and then there was a really steep change a few months ago. Eyes didn't pop out of my head. It just is what it is. I think the whole nation's facing some tough times, and you just have to kind of roll with it.
Jimenez says that's not slowing demand down at all. We spoke at the job site for a 2,000-square-foot home overlooking the Chilkat River. Luckily, he bought the lumber for that before prices ticked up. He says the difference could have been in the tens of thousands of dollars if he hadn't.
The customers ultimately have to, you know, bear the brunt of that cost.
What are those conversations like?
Pretty open. I mean, people are building is really strong right now. Whether it's people doing home projects or looking for contractors.
He said even when the cost of new projects comes in higher, people are generally still up for it, in his experience, even if the price jumps by a couple of thousand dollars. Unemployment numbers are high in the Upper Lynn Canal, around double the state average. But some people still have work and still have money to spend.
People are still working. They're just working from home, and they're forced to spend a lot of time at home. And now they want some more space. They want decks, lots of decks, additions. I've done a couple of those. I think that's really what's driving it, because people are spending more time at home than ever.
Prices have started to level off from their steady climb a few months ago. And the local demand will start to slacken as we head into winter. But it's not just lumber and plywood. COVID-19 shutdowns impacted many branches of manufacturing. Appliances have been hard to come by, and local automotive parts retailers report that suppliers can only fulfill about half of what they order. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.